shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, Tropical Storm Ian is gathering strength as it moves north. This is a live look. Tampa, Florida on the right side of your screen where the storm could reach this week. We have you covered on where Ian goes from here and the impacts we could feel here in North Carolina.
And after a cold front moved through last night, we have a very pleasant day in our forecast. But of course, we could be looking at some very heavy rain here by the weekend. I'll show you some of the potential totals.
Look to my right, and this truck is coming over to me and look like something from Dukes of Hazzard.
And a witness speaks only to WRAL after a truck barrels into people eating outside a Raleigh restaurant. We'll walk you through the scary moments with that ordeal. Hello, everyone. It is back to your Monday and back to work. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're back at it. Hope everyone had a great weekend here. It feels nice out there, certainly, after some rain went through the western part of our state. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center looking right now at the temperature and the dew point, huh?
Yes, nice out there right now. 64 degrees, and our dew point has dropped down to 58. So it's a very nice feeling morning. It's a little bit of cloud cover still left out there, but not much. You can see some of that as we take a look, live look here from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. We check out future cast. Everything's looking good. That last bit of cloud cover will continue to slide eastward and away from us. And our temperatures will feel very pleasant today, starting off in the 50s. Of course, we'll climb into the 60s. We'll hit 77 at lunchtime, so it's going to be another one of those days where it feels very pleasant to eat your lunch outside. And then we just climb into the low 80s this afternoon with a nice low humidity. So a beautiful, beautiful day today. Of course, we continue to track Tropical Storm Ian. And of course, that storm sitting here in the Caribbean, it's 115 miles southwest of Grand Cayman. Of course, it's likely to move across Cuba and then potentially make landfall in some portion of Florida. Right now, it has winds at 70 miles per hour, so it's very close to becoming a hurricane. 74 mile per hour winds that make this a hurricane. So we're about to see that happen most likely a little bit later on today. You can see as we get into even 8 a.m. We've got category one. So we'll get another update at 5 o'clock. It could be a hurricane by then. We'll know that in about 30 minutes and we'll have an updated forecast track. And you can see this track. It is expected to rapidly intensify as it comes past Cuba and here approaching Florida. But it's going to run into a trough of low pressure that could help to weaken it back down to category one before it makes landfall, potentially somewhere on the west coast of Florida. We'll zoom in here, and you can see this time stamp still with tropical storm strength moving across Georgia just to east of Atlanta on Friday. So Friday night, we could end up seeing some heavy rain Friday night, potentially even into Saturday. And we'll talk more about what our impacts will be here coming up. We return to our coverage of the tropics now and the path of Tropical Storm Ian. Here's what you need to know right now. Authorities in Cuba are beginning evacuations today as the storm takes aim at the island. Ian is expected to reach Cuba by tonight or early tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, people living in Florida are preparing for a hit from Ian as well. Both President Biden and Governor Ron DeSantis have declared states of emergency there to free up funds for the storm.
Even if you're not necessarily right in the eye of the path of the storm, there's going to be pretty broad impacts throughout the state. You're going to have wind, you're going to have water.
With the potential for impacts from Ian here in North Carolina, Duke Energy says it will have a better idea of its plans in the coming days. Officials say they want to have enough crews to help our state deal with outages before they send help to Florida. As we track Ian's path, you can follow updates with the WRAL weather app on your phone. Turn on notifications so you're alerted if the storm heads towards us.
This morning, investigators are working to learn what caused a truck and car to slam into a popular outdoor dining area in Raleigh. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows that scene at Players Retreat on Oberlin Road last night. Police say two adults were treated for injuries but are expected to be okay. Witnesses spoke only to WRAL, saying they were eating in the outdoor dining area when a truck driver lost control and went flying in.
The girl who, best I can tell, was pinned in between his truck and another car, and another guy that was with her was laying in the street. Look to my right, and this truck is coming over to me and looked like something from Dukes of Hazzard, and we just jumped out of the way, and it crashes into the tables beside us.
Wow. Witnesses said he had to jump out of the way himself, and police have not said what led up to that crash.
A visitation is planned today for one of two teenagers found shot to death in Orange County as the search is ongoing for the killer. Services are planned in Burlington and Yanceyville for 18-year-old Devin Clark. He and his friend, 14-year-old Lyric Woods, were found dead last weekend. Woods was laid to rest on Saturday. A funeral is planned for Clark tomorrow. As for the investigation, the sheriff's office says they've identified a 17-year-old suspect, but they have not released that person's name, and they say he is still not in custody.
This evening, members of the Durham community can weigh in on a pilot program that is designed to reduce gun violence in the city. A forum on the ShotSpotter gun detection technology will be at 5 p.m. Burton Elementary Media Center. That's on Matheson Street. City leaders recently approved the rollout of the program, but it's been delayed until mid-November. That's because some have pushed back against the installation of the surveillance technology and on Durham schools and apartment buildings. Tonight's meeting is designed to help members of the McDougal Terrace community.
In just 2 hours, current and former paratroopers at Fort Bragg will kick off All American Week with a race through the military post. At 6:30 a.m., the 82nd Airborne Division run begins. It's part of a week of competitions to determine the best of the best and to celebrate the service of paratroopers past and present. You're looking at video from a previous year. Today's run begins on Long Street. WRL's Gilbert Bays will be there. Look for live reports starting at 6.
We're coming up on 4:37 right now. A NASA mission on a collision course with an asteroid, and it's all on purpose. Still ahead, how a big crash today could help save lives down the road.
And what investigators are saying played a factor in this fiery crash in Johnston County that sent four people to the hospital.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:38 on a beautiful morning. We had a cold front move through early this morning. It feels great out there. Temperatures upper 50s and low 60s. Lots of sunshine. Could be a little bit of patchy fog, but we're definitely going to see some drier air moving in behind this front, so it's going to feel good out there. At the playground this afternoon, temperatures are going to be right there in the low 70s. Really going to feel beautiful for us as we get out there this afternoon. And then, of course, walking the dog this morning, it feels good, too. Our current temperatures are in the 60s right now. We're going to see temperatures just holding in the 60s for the next several hours. Going to be a beautiful afternoon. Our high temperatures will climb into the low 80s, low humidity, lots of sunshine. But of course, we are tracking what later today could be Hurricane Ian. I'll show you coming up.
This afternoon, we could learn more about how Wake County Schools plans to address changing start times for high school students. The school board's Student Achievement Committee is meeting at 3 p.m. They'll discuss setting up town halls and focus groups to determine if later start times are needed. The school board has already said it is planning to make a change next spring.
We'll hear from the leaders of UNC Chapel Hill and NC State tonight about the future of science, higher education, and public policy. Chancellors Kevin Guskowitz and Randy Woodson, as well as former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, will speak in a panel discussion at St. David's School in Raleigh. The event starts at 7:30 tonight at the school's Performing Arts Center. $40 million in new support will soon arrive in Durham. Just ahead, how local leaders plan to use this big influx of federal cash to improve housing in the Bull City.
Plus, what new texts reveal about the extent of an alleged welfare spending scheme involving former NFL star Brett Favre?
It is 4:43 and love these cool, crisp fall mornings. 64 degrees in Raleigh. You're looking live at North Hills and you're watching WRL News. Available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We're working to learn how four people hurt in a fiery crash in Johnson County are doing this morning. Troopers say speed was a factor in this crash we first told you about Saturday night. It happened on Fire Department Road. Troopers say a car crossed the center line, hitting another car. One of the vehicles hit a tree and burst into flames. A driver was thrown from the car. Two others were pinned inside. In all, four were taken to the hospital.
A man charged in a deadly shooting in Selma is expected to appear in court today. Police arrested Dakarius Tinsley after the shooting Friday evening on South Rayford Street. 37-year-old Carlos Crisp was killed. Investigators have not released a motive, but say the two knew each other.
Today, federal housing officials will be in Durham to celebrate a $40 million grant to transform part of downtown. We told you last week here on WREL about the grant from the Housing and Urban Planning Department. The bulk of the money is going toward redeveloping housing near the Haytai community and bridging it with downtown. There's also funding for public housing residents. Today's official announcement is set for 2:30 p.m. And tonight, you can help shape the future of Durham's oldest public housing community. The city is hosting a public discussion about redeveloping McDougal Terrace. We told you back in February that Durham was planning major upgrades for the community. The changes would affect more than 800 people who may be forced to move while the changes are made. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 p.m. at Burton Elementary School.
We're learning more about a welfare spending scandal involving former NFL quarterback Brett Favre. Newly released text messages between Favre and former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant show Favre tried to get extra cash from the state's welfare agency. That money would have gone towards a practice facility for the University of Southern Mississippi's football team in 2019. Texts released last week show Bryant helped Favre secure $4 million in welfare funds to build a volleyball facility at a college where Favre's daughter played.
Tonight, NASA plans to smash a spacecraft into an asteroid more than 6.5 million miles away. The spacecraft is called DART, which stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. The goal is to test whether it is possible to knock an asteroid off course if one were to threaten Earth. Scientists say the asteroid isn't a current danger. This is just good practice target.
We are targeting a small asteroid in space that we've never seen before. We don't know what the shape is, and we have limited information, and we're targeting that small asteroid at a very fast speed.
The collision is set to happen just before 7:15 this evening. It will be streamed online, and you can learn more about what it took to plan this mission ahead on today. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like Armageddon feels.
We've been talking about this for months, but I guess for future defense, it's important. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Yeah, no, got to practice it.
Yeah. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with what's happening in the next few hours.
Yeah, very nice and quiet for us this morning. 64 is our temperature at our dew points down at 58. So feeling really good. We're going to hold it in the 60s all the way until about 10 a.m. So really pleasant morning. We're going to see lots of sunshine. There may be a little bit of low cloud cover because we saw just a quick shower overnight last night with our cold front coming through. Here's our front right now, and you can see that front pushing all the rain out of here, and we're clearing rapidly, so it feels nice out there. Beautiful air mass behind this. It's going to keep things nice and cool for the next several days. As a matter of fact, we're not looking at any rain until Ian moves through, and it's possible that we would get some remnant rainfall here. Looking beautiful. Today, our dew point 56. We drop it into the 40s Tuesday and Wednesday, and then back up to 59 on Friday. Fabulous feeling dew points. You know, we get worried about the dew point when it gets in the mid-60s to low 70s. Nowhere close to that for this week. Here's a look at Tropical Storm Ian. This is still a 2 a.m. advisory. It's 447 right now. So sometimes that advisory comes in a little bit early, but we don't have it yet. We'll have it right at the top of the hour for you. It's moving northwest at 13 with winds at 70 miles per hour. So it's possible in this next advisory that we'll have a hurricane. We need 4 more miles per hour for that to happen. So it continues to move on at a pretty good clip. It's likely to move right here past and right over the western tip of Cuba here at a Category 3 storm. It is rapidly intensifying, of course, as we get into the middle of the week at Category 4. Fortunately, by the time it makes landfall in Florida, it is back to Category 1. And coming up, we're going to talk about that rapid intensification and then weakening coming up in just a little while. This is a look at the forecast track. We get a new track at 5 o'clock, and so we'll see it moving probably on up into South Carolina. This is 8 p.m. on Friday with 45 mile per hour winds. Still, those winds are Tropical Storm 4, so there's likely to be wind damage and, of course, very heavy rain with this in parts of the southeast. Right now, we have a tropical storm warning in effect for Key West, and then over around Cape Coral, south of Tampa, a tropical storm watch. Most likely in the next day or two, we'll see those expanding up the west coast of Florida. Of course, rain's going to be a big issue with this system. This is a look at the forecast rainfall for the next 7 days. All the reds and oranges are going to be 3 to 5, 6 inches. And we see that here in North Carolina as well. So let's zoom in here in our area. Anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall is what we could see. Of course, depending on exactly where the storm is. Today is Monday, and we're talking about the weekend. So things can and will change. But if nothing did change, we would see some localized flooding with 2 to 4 inches of rain, isolated tornadoes in our eastern counties, and winds gusting 20 to 30, which is not terribly strong. We would see that almost in just a regular run-of-the-mill hurricane. So, run-of-the-mill thunderstorm. But still, we're going to be watching for that potential for that that storm to come through here, at least with some remnants. At 82, today's likely to be the warmest day of the week. Look at this, 70 degrees on Thursday. We're going to see a big drop in our temperatures. And Friday, 68. Friday and Saturday would likely bring us the best chances for rain with a storm. But again, we'll be watching it closely. And we'll have that 5 o'clock advisory for you coming up in just a few minutes.
Elizabeth, thanks. Former NC State star and current Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson is having a rough start to the season.
Just ahead, here in his own words, why he's staying positive about what's to come.
Plus, how local Iranian Americans are gathering in support of growing demonstrations in their home country over a deadly arrest.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRA Live Center. Following some breaking news in North Raleigh at this hour, more than 1,700 customers are without power in North Raleigh at this hour. Here's what we know based on what we're hearing from Duke Energy. Apparently, a vehicle struck a power pole in the intersection of West Millbrook and Winthrop Drive. A transformer blew, which meant it knocked out power to those customers in that area of West Millbrook and North Winthrop. Right now, Duke Energy is saying that power should be restored just before 6 a.m. Of course, we'll keep monitoring this breaking news and bring you any updates here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. New information about the rally former President Donald Trump attended in North Carolina is emerging. According to a PBS journalist, Trump staffers cautioned the audience against using a controversial salute linked to the QAnon conspiracy movement. People at the rally last week in Ohio sparked controversy after they raised their arms in a stiff-arm salute, similar to a salute used to honor Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Several people at the North Carolina rally told the PBS reporter they were told to take their hands down. They said, though the gesture represents a QAnon saying, quote, where we go one, we go all.
Big reveal for the Super Bowl, plus James Cameron talks about his sequel to the big blockbuster Avatar. David Daniel has today's Hollywood Minute.
Rihanna is this year's Super Bowl halftime headliner. The entertainer and the National Football League both tweeted a photo Sunday of her hand holding a football before the NFL confirmed the news in a statement calling Rihanna a once-in-a-generation artist. Super Bowl 57 is scheduled for February 12th in Glendale, Arizona.
I know one thing. Wherever we go, this family.
James Cameron says Avatar: The Way of Water is more emotional than the blockbuster original. The filmmaker tells CNN the sequel focuses more on character and relationships than the first film did, though he adds it definitely delivers on the spectacle. Avatar is the top-grossing movie of all time at more than $2.8 billion worldwide. Avatar: The Way of Water arrives in theaters December 16th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson has one bright spot to celebrate this morning.
Yeah, that is after some late game heroics and a win over the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Wilson climbs the pocket, takes off, first down.
First down and more. That play in the fourth quarter from the former NC State star was the start of a drive that led to the team's only touchdown and a win. Wilson says that could be a springboard for games to come.
Been a part of some good offenses, and I think we have a chance to be really, really great. I mean, just everything's just that close. And once we do, with our defense, how they're playing, it's going to be unstoppable, I think.
Broncos beat the 49ers 11-10.
And when it comes to college football, NC State's next matchup against the Clemson Tigers will officially be a top 10 showdown. The Pack moved to the number 10 spot in the AP poll after defeating Connecticut. It's the first time the team has been in the top 10 since 2002. Clemson remains in the fifth spot after defeating Wake Forest in a double overtime game Saturday. So on the road at Clemson and both teams undefeated, it's going to be a great game.
Maybe they used up all their energy in that double overtime game against Wake Forest, and they'll come out and NC State will have their way with them. That's what I'd like to see.
There will be a sea of red in all that orange for sure. 4:56, as Tropical Storm Ian puts the U.S. on high alert, we're just now getting a look at new damage from Hurricane Fiona. Ahead at 5, how the storm made a big impact to our north.
Well, some of the ideas on the table to improve safety at Durham Public Schools as parents get another chance today to make their voice heard.
And how a conversation with Elon Musk today could shape the outcome of a lawsuit with billions of dollars at stake.